Hello.
Hi, Paul. How's it going? This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. I just got word from my underwriter that they noticed your name was on the Secretary of State as well, so they want to add you to the loan also. Is that going to be a problem at
I don't know what are they going to need to do?
Basically, just have to sign a loan agreement. That's all it is. We just have to have you sign the loan application, which Ernie's already signed. And then just put your information on there and then just have you added to the loan billing. Really, that's it. It's just pretty easy. The whole thing is just your demographics, but I'm trying to get them to do what's called a DocuSign so that, because I understand where Ernie's at, he doesn't have access to a printer or fax machine or anything like that. So, trying to work out the bugs for you guys, but I just heard that and I thought I'd give you a call as soon as I found out and let you know what I was up against
See,
here.
are we just, I mean, I guess added to it, we have to do the, because I just got back to the office from traffic on the other side of town to send this letter. You still need the letter from me, right?
We will need a letter. Well, you know what? You're actually on the loan agreement, so the only person that will probably have to sign the letter at all would be Rosslyn at this point. I apologize. I just found out. I said you got to be kidding me. You know, he just drove to the office, and you guys are giving me this information. So,
So what are they gonna need? What do we need to do?
just add you to the loan. That's all we need to do. But I will need to get the application out to you to sign. Ernie's already signed it. There's a spot on the bottom, about three quarters of the way down, that says, other ownership. I'll just need for you to put your name, social, birth date, and sign right there. And I can actually, if you're, are you in front of your computer right now, by any chance?
I am.
Okay, excellent. Let me, what was your email address again, Paul? I apologize. It's,
It's you've been sent it to pastorpdl@gmail.com.
There it is. All right. I knew it was started with a P. All right. I apologize about this. It's not typical, but for whatever reason, they didn't catch a lot of things up front like they normally do. So,
And that what do we do with the with regarding bank statements?
we just need the June month to date statements, but I'd hold off because it looks like it's going to fall into tomorrow, which is the first anyway. So they'll want to include. Let's hold off on that. That should be. Were you going to be the one to get the bank statements, or was Rosalind actually going to do that?
That's what we Rosalind was working on that now because and so if it when you say it's going to fall into tomorrow, I mean, should I just, I mean, do I need to tell these guys not to worry about this, or what are you thinking? Tell me
I'm
what you need
thinking.
to do.
I think it's going to happen tomorrow, not tonight, unfortunately. Because now they want to add you to the loan, so what we're going to have to do is have the loan documents regenerated again with your information on there, and then get that sent to you to sign, and also figure out a way to get Ernie to sign them as well again.
Oh my God. Okay. So are you all sending that stuff tonight, or what are we? And I guess my question is that are we? Is it everybody who's on the Secretary of State documents, or because we started off with one person, and now we're in all of this stuff? I mean, what did we miss? Because I didn't.
So on the Secretary of
What?
State, the only registered agent on there actually is you. It just only has you as a registered agent. So whenever we received the application back, the only person that actually was on the application was Ernie at that time, Ernest. So then whenever they pulled the Secretary of State, they noticed that the name was different because it's St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church of Houston with a comma after it, and then also
Right,
that you were
incorporated,
actually
huh?
right, and that you were actually on the Secretary of State as well. So after catching that, they wanted to go to have you added to the loan as well because it shows you as a registered agent on the Secretary of State there. Typically, for a corporation, for example, they'll have Schedule K-1s that show ownership percentage, whether it's 10 people, 5 people, whatever it is. It just has it broken down as percentage of owners. And usually, we need at least 70% or more ownership. So in that case, with this being that the tax form that you guys would typically file, although a church is exempt from this, would be a, I believe it's a 990 form.
Correct.
You guys are exempt because it is a church, so we weren't able
Right.
to get that. But either way, it wouldn't have really showed the ownership. It's just the fact that you're actually on there that they're wanting to add you onto the loan at this point. So I apologize they caught it this late in the game. Like I said, it's not typical, but that's what they're requesting now, so I've just got to jump through the hoops with you guys as well, and I do apologize, but that is what I'm trying to get knocked out for you guys.
Okay, so I guess, and my thing is, we're signing the documents. Is there anything else that we're going to need to do? I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what does the probability of tomorrow look like?
It looks good. I think that, you know, worst case scenario, Roslyn may be the one that just needs to sign the letter. And I would just maybe keep
now, Roslyn has sent you the email. Does she need a letter with a signature? What does she need?
Well, they never got back to me as to whether or not they would accept emails or if they will actually accept a letter, if they're going to want a real letter with a letterhead or something of that nature. So I'm thinking that if, with her and her situation, she's in an area where she can actually, you know, get to a printer or something of that nature and just throw her signature on there, we're fine. But
So what you're saying is that they haven't told you whether she's going to need a letter or email?
Correct.
Because if that's the case, then we're going to end up, if we end up tomorrow and then we got to do something else, can we find that out now?
I'm actually waiting for the answer currently myself. Hopefully I can find out tonight. I'm not too worried about it. I mean, as far as that goes, she's the only other officer of the church, right?
Correct.
Right. So you and Ernest will be on the actual loan application as well, so we don't need you on the letter or anything. I will definitely try to find out if they will accept just an email from her. Otherwise, it sounds like we should be able to get just a copy of a letterhead to her. She can write the letter and then sign it and scan it back to us. Should be fine. But I just need to get clarification.
So she is going to need a letterhead because we got to find out a way to get her a letterhead.
I would get one over to her just to find out, but unfortunately, I don't know right this second. They haven't got back to me. I just wanted to call you as soon as I found out that they wanted to put you on the loan and let you know, because I knew that was going to be throw a fork in the wrench for sure.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Are we going back through approval processes, or are we just adding to what's already been done?
We're just adding to what's been done. Yeah, I don't foresee any reason why anything would change. If anything, it would be for the better, but I believe the $75,000 is still in place, and that's that. So we're good to go. I've already got the application from Ernest here right in front of me, and I'm going to email this to you right now. I just need for you to sign. It says second owner about a little over three quarters of the way down on the bottom of the loan application. So I just want to put print your name, sign your name, put your date of birth and social, and that's all I need on there for you.
But okay, you're sending that to me now.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I'll be waiting for it. I'll get it and I'll call you right back.
Okay. If you want to wait while I'm on the phone with you here, you'll receive it. You've received emails from me already. So you can either scan that and email that to me, or you can fax it back to me, whatever's more convenient for you.
Okay. I got you.
All right, Paul. I do appreciate your patience, and I'll get this email to you right now.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.